what ended up being developed, I mean, women's sports was not is not mentioned in here, or athletics, rather, is not any part of this original legislation, and it was originally supposed to be something about hiring practices at federally funded schools. Can you talk about how it came to be what it's known as today?
No, only 37 words, and the whole question is, I mean, the whole issue is equality for women. And that means equality in admissions, meaning equality as far as professors are concerned and practices. We've come a long way, but my late wife was such an exceptional example of what a woman can do. I met her at a speech contest in Chicago. She was from Oklahoma, and she won the contest, and we were inseparable there for 3 days and went home and told our loved ones we'd met the person we were going to marry, and 9 months later we did, and she became a farm wife. She was responsible to a very great degree for my public career because she'd been involved in girl state politics and a governor of Oklahoma Girl State and president of Girls Nation, and so she knew more really about the political process than I did. So it was a family affair. It was Marvell and Birch. We ran for the state legislature, and we decided 8 years later to run for the Senate. And I lost her after 26 and a half years, and I now have a wife that I've had for 30 years, and she has given me a graduate degree of what it was like for a professional woman in a man's world. Marvella was on the younger end of that, and what it was like when her dream was to go to the University of Virginia. Her application was returned. Women need not apply. And here was a young woman who had done everything anybody could possibly do, and there was one thing she really wanted to do that she couldn't do because of her sex. And that's the first time she'd had that experience. And so when this whole business of, when I got to the Senate and was asked to champion and sponsor the Equal Rights Amendment, which I did, an amendment to the Constitution, which very simply would have said equality for women, period, and we were having trouble getting that out of committee. So I got sort of tired of them giving me a hard time, and so we'd had hearings, and in the hearings it was clear that the most insidious discrimination against women was the way they'd been discriminated against in the area of education, that would have the most insidious impact on their lives. So we took the education provision that was in the Equal Rights Amendment and put it on the higher education bill, which was on the floor at the time, and it became Title IX of that bill, higher education bill.
Are you concerned that people don't give you due credit for this, and maybe a lot of women athletes aren't aware of this legislation?
Well, the answer to the first question is no. The fact of the matter is the credit comes from seeing what these young women are able to do. I don't need any merit badges. Along in my life, I was blessed to have a lot of things happen to me, and as many recognitions as you can have, as Speaker of the House at the tender age of 30, and amazingly elected to the Senate and served there for 18 years. And this piece of legislation, I think, has had a more profound impact on people's lives than anything else. Seeing all these women perform, we went to see a Fever basketball game here last night and see those women do things that I could never dream about doing as much as I was involved in athletics in my life. See what they're able to do in schools and in businesses and CEOs and one thing or another. That in itself is all a reward I need.